Ah, there you are. The birds warned me that someone had wandered into my garden, and I was hoping it was you. How's your family doing? Are they doing any better? Your mother is recovering. Thank goodness. Good food goes a long way towards a healthy life, you know. And your sisters, they're also doing well? That's wonderful news. I assume you're here for a prior arrangement? A little conversation, some fun time, and you get all the food you can carry? Excellent. Let's head into the house and I can get you some tea while we talk. You know, the cabbages just came in. They're pretty big, but if you can carry one, I'd recommend it. The sweet potatoes, too. I just finished some dried fish as well. There we are. Since your first visit, I made some place settings and chairs, hopefully more your size. I couldn't remember just how small you were, but I really hope that they're to your liking. I put a lot of effort into them. Thank you, dear. I usually have plenty of time for my arts and crafts, so I took my time shaping each piece by hand. Oh, I'm sure they're not that great. You've really not seen anything as nice? The china or the chair? Then I truly pity your city's craftsmen. I suppose, perhaps, short-lived races don't have a chance to practice their crafts to perfection like some of us. Tell me then, what trade do you and your family deal in then? Ah, I see. Your father was a chef. Something happened to him then? My apologies. I don't mean to pry. If it's okay then. Ah, power struggles happen in your lives as well, I see. So he was murdered by the owner of a chain restaurant and you lost everything. I completely understand. I assume you want to try and regain your restaurant? No? You know nothing about cooking. Well, yes, it would help being able to cook. Do you have another plan then? Ah, apprenticeship at an inn. Do you make enough to cover your expenses then, between you and your sisters? No, I didn't think so, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Well, it's a good thing you have a giant woman looking out for you, right? Seriously though, if push comes to shove, if things get too rough, I know we've only met a couple of times, and we may not know each other that well, but I'm here for you, okay? After all, you've helped me stifle some of the monotony and boredom in my days, and that is a big deal to me right now, especially when it comes to sentient interaction and feeling love. Speaking of which, are you feeling up to it today? If so, we can adjourn to the bedding in front of the fireplace, whenever you're ready. Unless, of course, you want to talk some more. I'm up for either. Excellent. It looks like you're already ready to go. I'll start by lubricating you, just in case. Just like last time. Ready? Oh. Nah, that wasn't so bad, was it? In fact, I would say it looks like you enjoyed that. If you ever feel like having me swallow you whole, just teasing, I would never do something like that. If you're ready, I'll leave everything down below to you, like last time. Oh yeah, right there. Just like that. Oh, you seem to be a little bit more skilled this time. Oh, instead of just going right for it. A little bit of foreplay then. Massaging the outer lips. Oh, did someone give you some advice? Well, whoever it was, they were right. Try not to drown in the flood of honey down below. It might get a little slippery and, you might fall in head first. You might not fit in completely, but I certainly wouldn't be opposed to trying. Definitely use both arms. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, my dear. I can't tell you how much of a turn on it is having such a small human working on my clit like that. Oh, yeah. But you can't just do that and keep teasing me. I need something more. Please put your arm inside of me. I am a giant with needs, after all. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There you go. All the way up to your shoulder. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you. Oh, no. Fuck me with your arm. You human flesh. Fuck me, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's a good pace. Angle your arm up a little. Oh yes, right there. That hits all the good spots. Oh yes, my dear. Yes. That's just perfect. Oh, keep going. Oh yes. I'll let you know when. Just try not to slide around too much. Oh yes. In and out and in and out. That's perfect. Just keep up. Keep up with me. Oh yes. Oh, I'll try not to crush you with my giant thighs. Oh yes. Now don't mind me. I'll play with my giant tits. Oh god, yes. Oh heavens, yes. Oh yes. This is better than last time. I say you've been practicing, but who would you practice on? I'm the only giant around. Oh yes. My dear, yes. Oh yes. Deeper. Oh, make a fist harder. Oh, hit me right there. Oh, bump into me harder. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh, more. Oh yes, more. I need more. Oh yes. Your giant mistress needs more. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh. Rub my clit with your other hand, yes. That feels, amazing. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, keep this up. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I need you more. Oh. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, my human. Oh, fuck your giant mistress harder. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Oh, yes. Crawl inside of me. Yes. Be my human dildo. Yes. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, crawl deep inside of me. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. I'm so sorry. I didn't crush you between my thighs, did I? Are you okay? Oh, thank goodness. Nothing's broken. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little excited there at the end. Oh, goodness. Oh my. Oh, here. Oh, come here. Let me clean you up. Oh. There we go. Feel better? Thank you so very much. It seems you're far more skilled this time somehow. Shall we pack you up a couple of bags of food so you can take home with you? Or do you want to stick around and talk a bit more? Yeah, it is starting to get a little late, and it is quite a trek home. Let's get you some stuff packed up. Thank you. And please, do come again soon. I'm starting to look forward to your visits, after all.